right, talking today with Indy driver and owner Ed Carpenter. How you doing today, Ed?
I am doing great.
All right, cool, man. Going to be in Milwaukee, part of Milwaukee Indy Fest, the 16th and 17th. We'll have more chances for you to win tickets for that. Now, Ed, I got to ask, what are some of the challenges in being an owner-driver as opposed to being just a driver?
I think, you know, just more things going on. You have to be more aware of your time management, you know. Obviously, in between race events and weekends, or when we're at the track for races or testing, you know, there's a lot more on my plate, a lot more going on, you know, kind of on a day-to-day basis than back in the earlier years when I was just driving, and all you had to really worry about was the next time you're going to be in the car, the next track you're focusing on, and training during the week. So just more on my plate, more things to think about and manage, and you know, cross over back and forth from thinking about driving and the race team and the business at hand.
Now, you've kind of stepped back a little bit, taken a little off your plate this year. You're only driving, is it exactly half the races? Or I know you and Mike Conway split up between the roads and the ovals. Does that work out to exactly half?
A little less than half for me. Seven races out of the 16 or 17 we have. So a little less than half, but, you know, it has, you know, it's helped a little bit, but it's also made me more busy just because I don't have driving as a as an excuse to not be working on other things like I had in years past. So it's been a good change, though.
All right. Well, I mean, tougher to win a championship. Do you see yourself stepping back in full time in years to come, or is this going to be kind of the arrangement going forward for you?
You know, outside of something else changing, you know, I think this is kind of the arrangement. I think it's working well. You know, Mike's won two races driving for us. I've been able to win one. So it's working well. If we, you know, if we get into a situation sponsorship wise where it makes sense for me to run more, I would certainly be up for that. But you know, for where we sit today and where it looks like we'll be next year, I think this makes the most sense.
Well, it seems to be working out pretty good. Like I said, you've been successful picking up some wins this year. You're going to be driving at Milwaukee, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Debbie, you've driven Milwaukee before. Thoughts, memories on the good old Milwaukee Mile?
Yeah, I mean, I've been racing there since, you know, I've been in IndyCar in 2004. There was a year or two there where it was on or off. But for the most, yeah, I've been there for the most years since 2004, and I've always enjoyed it. You know, it's a place that I've yet to win, and hopefully we'll be able to rectify that here in a couple weeks.
Now, of course, you drive the number 20. I have to ask, how awesome is it having a vodka company as your main sponsor? There have to be some great fringe benefits that come with that.
They're a great partner, but, you know, it's a lot of fun. You know, like I said, they're a great partner with the team. They really enjoy what we're doing, and that makes it fun for everyone. But certainly know how to celebrate.
Well, you know, it's got to beat like driving for like, you know, a tools company or something. The freebies and whatnot that have to come with that have to be just excellent.
Well, I mean, every sponsorship has its benefits, but you know, more so than anything, Fuzzy's has just been a great partner to me personally, and for the race team. So. They're the kind of partner that you always want to have.
All right, cool. Now, we talked with, I think, Ryan Briscoe a couple of weeks back, and I had to ask a little bit about everything that goes on with Milwaukee Indy Fest. Is it difficult driving an oval with a Ferris wheel in the middle of it?
No, you're not focusing on that. You know, I think from the outside perspective, you know, it's great. They've really done a good job since they, you know, turn this into a festival. You know, it's a great atmosphere for race fans, for families to go to. I think Michael Andretti and his group have done a great job since they've been promoting the event. But, you know, the race itself is just, it's a great track to come to. There's so much history. It's such a fun and challenging track to drive. So all the drivers enjoy coming.
All right, cool. Well, Ed, thank you very much. We've enjoyed having you today. And once again, that's August 16th and 17th, Milwaukee Indie Fest going on at the Milwaukee Mile. You can win your tickets here. You can also buy your tickets at MilwaukeeIndieFest.com. And you got anything else for the people of Sheboygan, Ed?
Just make sure you come on out and see us when we're in town, and buy plenty of tickets.